This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 14th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Three air traffic controllers who were working Miami Center on Sunday are being praised for their quick thinking in helping a passenger land a Beech King Air 200 after the plane's pilot died shortly after takeoff. According to the Naples Daily News, the aircraft, with six on board, had just departed Marco Island Executive Airport for Jackson, Mississippi. After checking in with Miami Center, and as the plane climbed through 10,000 feet, the unidentified pilot was stricken, leaving the plane flying on autopilot. One of the passengers was rated to fly single-engine planes, but not complex twins. He took the controls and called for assistance in getting the plane and its passengers safely back on the ground. One of the controllers called a friend in Connecticut who had experience with King Airs. With his help, the passenger-turned-pilot got the autopilot offline and made a safe landing at Southwest Florida International Airport. No identities have been released. The original pilot was pronounced dead after the plane landed. Investigators say an Emirates Airbus A340 that took off from Australia's Melbourne International Airport last month, carrying 225 passengers and 350,000 pounds of fuel, was damaged seriously enough for the event status to be upgraded from incident to accident. Preliminary investigation details published by the Melbourne Herald Sun say that on March 20th, the pilots apparently used all 11,500 feet of runway before rotating at an estimated 175 miles per hour. The plane's tail scraped the runway due to excessive upward pitch, producing a shower of sparks and smoke in the cabin. As it staggered into the air, the plane wiped out a strobe light 170 meters off the end of the runway, barely cleared a 2.5-meter-high perimeter fence half a kilometer past the runway's end, then took out an antenna and narrowly missed a small building before eventually gaining more altitude. Following a fuel dump over Port Phillip Bay, the plane was landed successfully. ATSB senior investigator Neville Blythe says the aircraft suffered heavy damage. He added, quote, "It's a serious investigation. There are a fair bit of resources being put into this one," unquote. The pilots have reportedly resigned. Emirates has declined comment as the investigation continues. Aviation investment consultant Brian Foley now says the recession, which political candidates started exploiting in stump speeches in early 2008, and which became official late last year, began for the U.S. business aviation market in 2007. He says a first-in, first-out scenario will occur, with the U.S. leading the segment out of the slowdown. Quote, "This is good news, since this region has always been the industry's biggest market, accounting for 64% of the active worldwide business jet fleet," unquote. Foley says a comeback will require lower used aircraft inventories and higher aircraft utilization, GDP, corporate profits, stock market levels, and credit availability. In the April 2nd Aero News special feature, he predicted used inventories will peak around the middle of this year, with one in five business jets in the world's fleet listed for sale. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Airlines may see an economic recovery this summer. Book those cheap summer airline flights before they're gone. And Florida loves Sikorsky. Also check out the ANN special feature. Over the weekend, a runoff election resulted in finalization of the first group of directors for the newly formed Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. My guest will be 2004 National CFI of the Year and newly elected SAFE Director Doug Stewart, who will introduce us to the new board and tell us where SAFE goes from here. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.